Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Major spring planted crops looking little change from a week ago. U.S. corn crop now at 60% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. One of the better states in the nation is Illinois. Probably be the largest corn producing crop this year. They're at 70% good to excellent shape. Kansas is 54% good to excellent shape. Missouri 63%. And the Oklahoma corn crop at 76% in good to excellent condition. Soybean crop, meanwhile, we're looking at 56% of the U.S. soybean crop good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. The folks at Missouri, 59% good to excellent shape, 53% in Kansas, 71% for the state of Illinois. And Oklahoma soybean crop now 60% in good to excellent condition. The U.S. cotton crop, 15 major states, 70% now in good to excellent shape. That is down 1 point from a week ago. Oklahoma at 64% good to excellent shape. Texas, 65% in good to excellent condition. Grain sorghum crop is at 58% in good to excellent shape. That's down 4 points from a week ago nationally. 63% of the Texas crop good to excellent. 71% for Oklahoma. 56% for Kansas. Finally, let's look at our pasture range ratings. 28% good to excellent shape nationally. That's down 1 point from a week ago. 28% of the U.S. pasture range ratings are fair, and we're up to 44% poor to very poor across the country. State by state, good to excellent ratings, 58% for Oklahoma, 39% for Kansas, 60% for Missouri, 43% for Texas. Worst spots in the country, we're looking at 90% poor to very poor in Montana and 85% poor to very poor in North Dakota. Crop progress numbers from Uncle Sam. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about beef exports. Randy Block with Cattle Facts at the recent Cattle Industry Convention explained the importance of beef exports in helping us be able to produce more protein in these United States.
1980, let's just simplify it. In 1980, we're producing 50 billion pounds of beef, pork, and poultry in these markets. Where we are today, 105 billion pounds. Simplify it, 19 billion pounds of protein is being exported. 2% of our product was exported in the 1980s. This last year, this year, 18% of the total protein that we produce in our markets will be exported to consumers around the world. Pretty phenomenal. That was intentional. That was a focus for our markets. Don't forget, the global population is still increasing at about 80 million people a year. We have a role. We need to be there to help feed those people in the world.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got farm news on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.